Stop 1. Welcome to the York Jewish Heritage Trail. I'm Jonathan Cowab, and I'll be your guide. The trail begins in Museum Street, close to the Visitor Information Centre and the Yorkshire Museum. The history of Jewish communities in England is long and complex. The Jews of York have a special place in this story. While the massacre at York's Clifford's Tower in 1190 is the most infamous episode in York's Jewish history, it's only one part of a long and fascinating story. Jewish communities first came to Britain in significant numbers after 1066, and Jews, unlike the rest of the English population, were made direct subjects of the king and had no feudal or financial loyalty to local landowners. At that time, it was considered sinful for Christians to lend money for profit, but Jews, not sharing this restriction, were free to act as moneylenders. By making Jews his direct subjects, the king had full access to this source of revenue and was also able to collect heavy taxes from them. Anti-Semitism was widespread in medieval Europe, and the massacre at Clifford's Tower was not an isolated act of anti-Semitism in medieval England. It was decreed in 1218 that Jews identify themselves by wearing a badge, marking themselves out as Jewish. England was the first, but certainly not the last, European nation to institute such a law. In 1290, Edward I expelled the entire Jewish population of England, perhaps as many as 5,000 people. All Jewish property was seized by the crown, and all outstanding debts to that community were instead made payable to the king. Oliver Cromwell gave informal permission for the Jews to return to England in 1656, but Jewish communities did not return to England in significant numbers until the 19th century. Despite the decline of anti-Semitism in Britain and the widespread participation of Jews in British commercial and public life throughout the 19th century, Jews only gained legal equality with most of the British population in 1890.